And welcome back in the studio. Tristan Winder, Rick Windham, glad to be with you here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. We now go to the Husker Radio phone lines as we have BJ Van Belsen joining us this morning to discuss the Flights of Honor, which started in Brule yesterday and continue today and this weekend. So, BJ, we appreciate you taking some time for us today.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Now, BJ, for folks that haven't heard about the Flights of Honor before, BJ, can you tell us what exactly is the Flights of Honor?
Well, it's flights to Washington, D.C. that was started back in 2008 by Bill Williams and his family, Patriotic Productions. And they have flown World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War veterans, the War on Terror veterans. There was a total women's flight and Purple Heart flight. So they it's a one-day marathon of getting to all the memorials. But it's just awesome. My husband went 3 years ago, and it hasn't been the same since.
By the way, is your husband Johnny?
Yes. Well, John.
John, yeah. I worked with John for years. He's love the guy. He's a great man.
Okay.
Now, BJ, can you tell us about the process of bringing the Flights of Honor to the Brule community?
Well, basically, I've just been following them on Facebook, Patriotic Productions, since my husband went on the trip, and I noticed, two or 3 months ago that they had a schedule out there, and a lot of them had to stop because of COVID. But
sure.
I just reached out to him and said, what was the chance of coming to Brule? And within maybe 2 or 3 hours, we had it scheduled, texting back and forth, and here it is now. It's amazing.
So what is actually going to happen in Brule then?
In Brule? Well, yeah. You just come in, and it's kind of a self-guided tour. They have, I don't know how to explain it. Each of the flights has it's pictures, hundreds and hundreds of pictures.
Okay.
With videos going, and we'll have veterans here to walk around and talk to.
Awesome.
If they need any extra explanation, but it's just pictures of the flights that they've had, and
very good.
Yep.
That's
thank you
for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a lot of work, I'm sure, BJ, putting this on and bringing this to Western Nebraska, but we sure do appreciate you making it possible.
Well, like I said, it hasn't been west of Grand Island, so we really want to reach out to our veterans and families out in Western Nebraska, the Panhandle, Southwest Nebraska, that
mm-hmm.
come. It's free. There is a donation box because it does cost them to get it out here. But,
sure.
But yeah, just come and spend an afternoon or morning. We have school kids coming at 9 o'clock this morning, but at 10 o'clock we'll be open.
That is great to get the kids there so they understand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we had a bunch yesterday, so yeah.
That's awesome. BJ, what else do we need to know about the Flights of Honor? I think when we were talking on the phone, you may have left a voicemail, too, that informed me that there's a large group of individuals that are honored with this that are from the great state of Nebraska.
Yes, they've flown nearly 3,500 veterans since 2008 to 2019. They no longer do the flights, so that's why they're doing these exhibits. And I think it was 386 communities in Nebraska that these veterans came from. And they also took very good care of the spouses, too. While the veterans off to Washington, D.C., they treated us very well with trips here and there and food. You know, it was very emotional when the flights came back, because we know that the Vietnam veterans did not get a warm welcome.
No.
My husband's particular flight, they flew into Lincoln, and
mm-hmm.
It was just massive. They've got videos going of it now here at the center, and great turnout, great support.
It's awesome. Awesome to hear that there's some good support in the great state of Nebraska. And BJ, can you tell us the Flights of Honor, they'll be going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. If folks want to attend, how do they learn more information? How do they have the possibility to attend in Brule?
Well, it's from 10 to 8 today and tomorrow, and then Sunday it'll be from 11 to 3.
Okay.
We'll be packing it up and go back to Omaha.
And where will it be? Where, physically, what location?
physically, it's at the Activity Center in Brule, which was the former gymnasium.
Sure.
And the site of the gun show, so everybody knows that.
Yeah, it looks totally different. There's a lot of space in here right now. So. Yep, gun show, anything goes on here. And that was one of the things we wanted. Things have been very slow with COVID, and mm-hmm. so I thought this was something we could do that's pretty limited on people. I mean, we've got plenty of space, and they're not touching elbows.
Very good.
If folks are concerned with the virus, as we know some are, plenty of room for social distancing. Like you mentioned, BJ, this is a former gymnasium, so there's a lot of room to spread out. And if folks want to bring their masks, I'm sure they're welcome. But are the masks required at the...
They are not required. We do have hand sanitizer placed all over, and some wear masks, some don't. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a whole lot of others other than the school kids yesterday, but hoping today that it picks up and this weekend too. That.
Do you have any school kids from other communities coming in?
This morning, the Creek Valley. There's like 18 kids come from Creek Valley out of Chapel.
Awesome.
And yesterday was South Platte kids. I know a lot of schools are not doing field trips now, but
sure.
Yeah, I think the kids were pretty impressed with them, the most of them. Some don't get it, you know, but I think if they've got a contact with a veteran, or it means more to them, too. But
yeah, understandably
it's
so.
Learning.
Yes.
Yep.
Education, that's the big thing. BJ, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Oh, no, just come. Come. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance here at Brule, so.
Indeed it is.
We invite everybody.
Well, BJ, we appreciate you taking some time for us here this morning on KODY and appreciate you bringing the Flights of Honor to Western Nebraska.
Okay, thank you for letting us promote it here, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, BJ. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.